Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. While the possibility of cool, wet soil conditions going into spring means the increased chance of seedling diseases, FMC Technical Service Manager Ryan Hunt recommends starting with a good seed treatment.
And with those wet soils and the seeds sit in the ground extra long, you got more time to rot, extra time there for pathogens. You know, Rhizoctonia, Pythium, Spesarium coming in, variety of crops, corn, soybeans, sugar beets all going to be affected there. There's a lot of things you're going to want to do. You know, start off with a solid seed treat. Also, we've got some in-furrow protection, Ethos XB, a nice little biological, grows with the roots and protects from the pathogens entering those roots. But there's quite a few precautions you probably want to take.
And Hunt says the goal is to get that seedling up and out of the ground as quickly as possible.
This will help protect your seed, protect your seedling, get them going out of the ground, keep the pathogens out of there, keep the insects out of there as well. Just helps you get a better, faster start, get things going, and better yield. Get it going fast, off to a good, strong start. You know, in a corn plant, 150 bushels is made by that five-leaf stage, so you want them healthy and as strong as they can be early on right there.
According to